From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A new report from the USDA's Economic Research Service suggests ethanol demand may decline with the rise of electronic vehicles. The report suggests global gas demand is expected to stagnate over the next decade, leaving changes in blend rates as the main reason for future changes in fuel ethanol demand. Following growth for several years, U.S. ethanol-based demand for corn has plateaued over the last decade at about 5 billion bushels. U.S. dairy exports set new volume and value records again in 2022, despite rampant inflation and international trade challenges. AgriMarketing.com reports it was the third straight record year for volume and second for value. USDA numbers show dairy exports to the world totaled $9.6 billion last year, the first time ever over $9 billion, topping the 2021 value record by 25% and an 85% increase over the past 10 years. Scientists with USDA's Ag Research Service are developing new tests to identify and track the COVID virus in wild and domestic animals. Funded by the American Rescue Plan, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is implementing $300 million to monitor susceptible animals. ARS, in partnership with APHIS, are hoping the research improves its understanding of the virus and helps APHIS build a system that helps prevent or limit the next global pandemic. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Ag Business Update.